I tore some tendons in my heel, so that's why I'm hobbling around. As an owner, you hope with your first round draft pick that you get a player that will become a starter, hopefully have a long career, produce at a very high level, and as competitive and physical as our game is, that they'll have a history of limited number of injuries. And Jordan, of course, meets all of those criteria. But having said that, he's not perfect. As Dana knows, and I'm going to give you an example of why he's not. He's borderline disrespectful. This past season, my routine has sort of changed before games over the years. And I wanted a place before I went up to where I watched the games to sit in the locker room at the end out of the way. So I asked Jackie Miles, would he get me a chair and put my name on it? And so I came in, and there was my chair with my name on it. And of course, I sat down. Came back, it happened again the second week. Third week I came in, there was a chair, but my name wasn't on it. And I said to Jordan, I said, what's the deal with my name? And he subtly implied that he caved in to all the harassment he was getting from his teammates, and he didn't stand up for me and protect me. Then this continued to be the case, and I found out that one time I wasn't there, and Coach Revere took my chair. So he didn't stand up for me. Ron didn't stand up for me. Basically, I'm on my own around here. But it is a pleasure, has been a pleasure, to have Dana and Jordan here. An additional thing you would hope when you bring players into the organization, they would choose to want to live in the community. And I hope that's going to be the case with Dana and Jordan. And Ron, I think you got a couple of comments.
First off, I want to congratulate Jordan and Dana Gross on a tremendous career. Anytime you can play 11 professional football seasons, go through its ups and downs, you get the opportunity to retire on your own terms, and I think that's awesome. So congratulations on a great career. You know, I know it's really cliche when you talk about what does a guy mean to an organization. He's a great player. He's a great influence. He did a lot of good things. And the truth of the matter is he really was a great guy. He really was the kind of guy that did the types of things that you need in the locker room. So it would be unfair not to use those cliches to talk about who you are as a man. And I do agree with Mr. Richardson. If you want to know more about him, know about the man in the community and what he means to our community here in Charlotte. And I think that's tremendous. And I know you'll continue to be in this community. You know, there are many components to a team that make up a team, starting with the ownership, the coaching, the players, the support, and the fans. And one of those components, you have to have leadership. And Jordan exemplified leadership. I think when you talk about where we came from in the last few years, my three seasons as the head coach, a lot of things point to who Jordan Gross is for us. And you talk about what he meant to us, and especially last season. Personally, there's a lot of things that he has meant to me. He is that guy that would come to me and represent his teammates. And I knew if it was something that was very important and something he felt really strong about and he wanted me to change and he knew he'd get me to change it, he would always start the sentence off with, you know, you don't have to do it this way, but... And it was always the butt that got me. But he represented his teammates very, very well. And I think that's important people understand that, you know, being a leader really is not about putting yourself first, but putting your teammates first. And he did a great job with that. I talked about my personal growth this year as a football coach. And a lot of it came from the players and listening to the players and talking with the players and getting an idea as to the things that I needed to do to get better. And the one thing I will always respect about Jordan was that He had that ability, that willingness, and the desire to come to me and talk to me and tell me what I needed to hear, what I needed to know about the team, as opposed to what I wanted to hear. And I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And I know you'll most certainly continue to do that with your show, This Is Gross. I think when we talk about this team, the one thing that this team wanted to become was relevant. And Jordan helped in every aspect of leadership, making sure we were relevant, because Jordan is relevant. So with that, I want to say thank you very much for being part of this. Thank you very much for helping me. All my respect and love. Jordan.
Hey, we've been working and waiting a long time for this. A long time. We've seen a lot of other teams get what we deserve, what we work for. Now it's right there in front of our nose, man.
Yep.
Take it. I said a long time ago, shame on us if we let this pass us by. Take it, man. Today's a beautiful day. Enjoy it. Make plays. Have some fun. Draw strength from each other, man. Energy from each other. Ain't nothing can stop us, man. We're a juggernaut. Here we go. Win on three. One, two, three. Win. Find somebody, right now. Don't let that one man down you're looking at. Don't let him down. Let's do what we're paid to do. Let's do what we're supposed to do. Let's do what we all want to do. Let's win. Win on three. One, two, three, win.
I never know you. I sounded so weird in the huddle. It's. I didn't really even write anything down because I knew that I'd get up here and start rambling, and I knew I was going to get a little emotional. So let's have at it. I knew it'd be so quick. Tears of joy. It's been everything I thought it would be and more. I'm so happy, and Dana told me to take a breath when I got worked up. I never really had a goal for what I wanted my career to be. I showed up, and I've only been in Mr. Richardson's office twice. Today and the first day I got here. And when I got here, he said, expect you to play hard and be a good person and be a part of the community. So really, I just did what I was paid to do this whole time. And you guys all think that's great, but I was just doing what he told me to do this whole time through. So I wouldn't be here, obviously, without everybody that's helped me. And the room's full of folks that know. No, they did that. God, this is brutal. I said, they always feel like a funeral, and I'm not helping things out here. It was my choice. I have to say that. It was my choice. The team wanted me back, but they were so great when I said I was done. And that meant a lot. And I've always said that I don't want to leave until I felt like things were in good order, and they are. I mean, this team's going to be good for a long time. And that's going to be irregardless if I was on the field or not. And that's a beautiful thing. To try to avoid being like this, I got something special to show you guys. But I do want to do a few thank yous and then start my little project. Because I can't be normal. You guys know that. I want to say thanks to a lot of people in this building. And if I forget you, I'm sorry. But Jackie Miles, Don Toner, the whole staff. I know you don't know how I could have lost that many pairs of socks over the years and shorts, but I did. And I probably owe you about 10 grand on autographed balls I stole for different charity events, and half of them I gave to Kevin Donnelly. So you can split it with me. The strength staff, you know, Joe Kinn and his assistants helping me adjust my workouts as I got a little older and didn't want to do some of the stuff I had to do. Jerry Simmons, the old strength coach, helped me along the way. Our security guys, Gene Brown, J.C. Felder, and John Coleman. I mean, those guys are lifesavers. If I need anything, they'd help me out. The video guys, Hobbs, Mueller, Herbert. Any cut-up or, more importantly, prank video I wanted to do. Anything stupid that needed attention in my eyes, they helped me out with that. Marty Herney, he drafted me here and, changed my life. And Dave Gettleman, too. Appreciate that. I think you're doing a great job now. I didn't like you very much last off season, but I got over that. So Charlie and Steve and the whole, media side, you guys, made it easy on me. My teammates, ones that are here, I see Charles and JJ and Big Byron Bell in the back. Byron's in the back there, just so you know. Greg Olson, Cap, Mike, former teammates that are here. Everyone's a former teammate now, I guess, but Ruck, Donley, you guys have been great. The city of Charlotte, we came in and my wife and I, we'd never even been out past the Mississippi, really, and we became part of the community. And from the mayor, I guess, at the time, coaching my being on the celebrity umpire for my kickball games, to the Station 38 fire department down the road with Dale Cuff, to the Rayview Elementaries of the world, the Sabrina Watt from the CF Foundation, just all the people that have embraced me and made this job so much fun. Riley Fields in the community relations, helping me with my endeavors when I had crazy ideas on things I wanted to do. My family and friends, I think ticket sales might drop about 10% with all the seats of the people that were related to me or friends with me filled in their thing, and it was great. But it's been awesome. It's been awesome. But I want to I put something together because, that's just me. So let's go through this. So here I am. April 27th, 2003, and I heard that my face was fat and that my ears were big. I kind of think I look a little bit like a chubby Dracula, but that's what the team drafted, and they saw something that was on the inside that they could believe in. It's pretty incredible. This is that same day with John Fox, and John Fox was a great coach, and I had him for 8 years, and he... He said he wanted smart and tough players, and luckily for me, I could do those two things. His message never changed the whole time he was here, and he believed in me, and we're great friends, and I'm very, very appreciative of that. This is me, my very first start. Oh, it's okay. All right. My very first start against Jacksonville, start number one. You'll notice that I used to wear double knee braces and molded cleats and no elbow sleeves, and this helmet used to actually hit me in the bridge of the nose and break my nose open about twice every game. And I got a little smarter as we went on, but I'll never forget that game. First play of the game, I missed my block and fell down. I thought, I'm a bust for sure. But I came into the league, and I was a part of an incredible group. Todd Stussy, Geno James, Jeff Mitchell, who's here, Kevin Donnelly. These guys were from like a different era, and I feel so lucky because I got to experience what football was like in the 90s from these guys, and it meant the world to me. They took me in like a little brother and showed me what it meant to be tough, be prideful, play with your heart, lay it all out there. None of us missed a game that whole year. And we were dubbed the Fat Cats, and none of them were even fat. I was probably the fattest. That was what was weird. But So I wouldn't be who I was if it wasn't for these guys. And it was only for a year with three of them and 3 years with one of them. But they left their mark that can still be felt in the old linemen today. This guy's like my worst nightmare. Julius Peppers. 7 years in a row of being his practice dummy will either make you or break you. And I had to look through all the Panthers archives to find one picture where it looked like I was winning. So that's it. Don't look for another one. He meant the world to me because he didn't. Every day was a battle, and he never took it easy on me. And after him, everything was easy. But that team was full of other great players that meant a lot to me. Ricky Prohl, or should I say Coach Prohl, which I have a hard time dealing with. He taught me the importance of being a great role player, knowing your place on the team, doing your job when your name was called upon, and having lots of fun. He used to say, you got to love the pros because we just get paid to play, right? So it was weird having him as a coach now, and I probably was way too disrespectful, as Mr. Richardson said, to him over the years. My little buddy, Steve Smith, Moose is in the picture as well, but Steve and I have been teammates for 13 years, going back to college, and he's an interesting person, but means a lot to me. And he taught me what it means to fight and play with your heart. Then there's this idiot. And Jake taught me how to have fun, man. It was like all about fun with Jake, believing in yourself, doing what you needed to do to win. It didn't matter who got the credit. You can see by that picture, he didn't even know how to celebrate correctly, but he knew how to win games. And he's been my biggest supporter ever since. But these guys taught me a lot of things, but they couldn't teach me how I should look, right? So I went through 4 years of my career, and nobody told me how bad I looked with the short hair and no facial hair. And I even would make these weird faces all the time. So I got over that, and this is what I looked like in my fifth year. And that's kind of when I became kind of the player that I ended up being. You know, I got my look just right. I went a little over the top with the spatted shoes, but I got the C on my chest, and that's, I think, when I really came into my own. The 2008 season was my sixth year, and we kind of started a new era on the O-line. And, you know, I got to play with Travell Wharton and Khalil and Piggy, Jeff Hangartner, and, you know, that was kind of the beginning of a journey that few people can be a part of. More about them later. There's things I won't miss. You know, this is the first time I ever got carted off the field, and I got knocked out. And the guy said they thought I was dead or paralyzed, and Travell was, and you have to forgive me for saying this story, Travell, but Travell Wharton right here was crying, and I came to my senses, and I came up to him. I'm like, no, Travell, it's okay. He said, I don't care. I'm just mad I got to play left tackle. So I said, I appreciate that, Travell. Yeah. Good friend. But luckily, we got the best training staff in the league. And it's special as a player when you know that those guys have your best intention or the best of intentions for you personally. And so, Sherm and RV, you know, I appreciate you guys. Lots of rehabs and miles of tape on my ankles, and then not miles of tape when my ankles were too sore to get taped, and the low back stretches we had to do. Sherm's probably spent hundreds of hours stretching my tree trunk legs, as he liked to say, and I appreciate that. And our doctors, Pat Connor and Bob Anderson and Dr. Heyer. Dr. Heyer's given me 11 physicals now, so I probably know him as well as I know anybody on earth. And the other two have done multiple surgeries, so we're all very close, but those guys are top of the line. And one thing I also won't miss is this walk to practice, which is what this picture is. I estimated that in my career in the regular season, I walked 750 miles from my locker to the practice field and back, which would take me just past St. Louis. So I wish I would have bought a Segway at some point. And D linemen just get to hit you in the face, whatever they want, and they never flag it. So my neck will probably feel a lot better. But the things I will miss are running out of the tunnel. I was always the first one called, and I took a lot of pride in that, kind of leading my teammates out. And it was special. This is like something I loved and I hated, being in front of the team and talking. But when it was good, it meant a lot. And when it was bad, it was a day like this, and you can see that no one's even looking at me or paying attention. But it meant a lot that they'd let me get in front. I will miss the two times in my career when I got to run with the ball. I always had a dream that I'd score, and I never did. But that was just awesome. I just had to put it in there. This is my proudest moment as a Panther. NFC South champs and back in the playoffs and kind of come full circle. You know, that kid in the front, I hope I had something to help him progress, and he's the real future. Some linemen that are in there, Byron, Nate Chandler, that I hopefully help them figure out how to play the game. But that was my proudest moment because I felt like I got us backwards along. I'm almost done, you guys. Coach Rivera, I appreciate you and the relationship we had. I feel like we were friends and, you know, almost on a teammate level, and you let me speak my mind, as you said, and that was just awesome. And I think you've improved every year as a coach, and that's only going to get better. So I loved our talks, especially when I could talk to you into giving me the day off. That was the best. You know, Mr. Richardson, we've become friends, and that's pretty special when a player can say that about an owner. And you've just been so great to me and my family. Both you and Miss Rosalind have just, you know, really changed our lives, and I can't say enough. You know, I'm proud to be here, and proud I didn't have to go to your office ever. That's good. So these three. I knew this was going to be the tough one to get through. So it's rare when you can play 11 years in one place, and it's rare when you can have three great friends. It's even more rare to do that all together. So, you know, Travell, it's well documented, was my carpool buddy. Then we'd figure out the world's problems to and from the stadium, and we'd wager bets on who had to drive the next day, and some of the best times of my career were in that car. Hangartner flew back from Texas just to be here, and he's flown to Hawaii to watch me in the Pro Bowl, and he held an umbrella over my son's head so he wouldn't get a sunburn. I was a groomsman at his wedding, and one of my best friends in the world, and Ryan. Ryan's like the one guy I claim that I like really helped. If it wasn't for me, he'd be terrible. No, he's good on his own, but we saw things eye to eye, and he said he needs me to get a job in the building so that he can just pretend like I'm on IR and just hang out with him still. So I'm working on that right now, buddy. But this is my family. So my two kids, Teddy and Rainey, were born here, and Dana and I actually been together since high school and known each other since sixth grade. I mean, that picture says it all. That's what everyone would dream their career would end up being. Right there. You know, that's why you live, right there. And then lastly, to the fans. That's what makes the games go. And to be able to play 11 years in one spot and have them wish you would stay, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome, but I know it's time for me to go. I know that I learned in college that you never want to stay at the party too long or bad things will happen, so it's time to get out now while the getting's good. And nothing but fond memories here. It's been great. And thank you to the media as well. You guys have been very easy to me, easy to work with. I want Joe Person now to stop asking me if I'm going to retire because it's over, Joe. Don't call me anymore. Everything's been great. I mean, when I got drafted, if you said I'd play 11 years and make some Pro Bowls and go to the Super Bowl and walk away healthy and happy, I'd say I'd take it, and everybody else would too. So that's where I'm at, and it's been an honor. Thank you, and we'll see you around the bend. Thanks.
Have we got any questions? quote from one of your teammates. Got a quote from one of your teammates and wanted to see if I could get your response to it. Hold on.
Yeah. We aren't going to try to. Everybody.